Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin, and we will start with Kuf Tes Zayin on the base. Scheduling note: over the next couple of days, we're going to be putting up the daf from the last cycle. Be'ez Hashem, Monday and Tuesdays, though, we'll be back up from the new. Okay, so Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah Beis Shammai Omrim. So now we are talking about nuts and bolts of Eitas Isha. What do we accept? What do we not accept? We learned yesterday that Beis Hillel originally thought that we limit very much what we accept based on Eitas Isha, because we go exactly like the Maaseh Shehaya, but we know that he was Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoris Kedivrei Beis Shammai, and any Eitas is accepted as long as it is a high standard Eitas. Remember we said yesterday that we might allow a lower level, lower standard of Gavra, of mechanism who told us the Eidus, but the content of the Eidus has to be clear, has to be mace. That doesn't change. If they give us circumstantial evidence of maybe I think he died, so then we wouldn't trust him, even if we have 100 Eidim. But what has changed, the kula, by Eidus Isha, are the people and the source of the Eidus that we have, and not the content that we have. Says the Mishnah now, how far does that Eidus go? Right, a different topic related. Beis Shammai Omrim, Tinasi, not only could a woman get remarried based on the Eidus, but Vetito Ksubasa, she could even take her Ksuba. Right, because she gets remarried, she's allowed to take the Ksuba also. Beis Hillel Omrim, Tinasi, Velo Tito Ksubasa. And Beis Hillel says, no, you split it. She's allowed to get remarried, but she cannot take her Ksuba. It's a special kula we give for Eidus Isha, for the woman to get remarried so she doesn't have to remain an aguna. But who says that has to do with the Dini Mamanis element? The Ksuba Machlokas. Amrulahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, Hitartim Erva Chamura Velo Natir Mamana Kal? If Erva was allowed, she could get remarried. We trust her that she was no longer an Ashes Ish. Wouldn't we allow the Nafkamina of Dini Mamanis? Right, this is a Svara that comes up various times. We had this once before in the Masechta, remember, at the beginning of the 10th parak, Pei Zayinim Abeis, when we're talking about Eidim that come and say, you're Chayav a Karban, and the Rabbanan say no, and the Meir says, wait a minute, if the Eidim can be Mechayav Misa, surely they can be Mechayav a Karban, and the Rabbanan there says, Ma Mirza Lomar Mezer Ayisi, there's a way out. There's a Svara, it's not just a plain Kalvachomer, but there's another element that you have to deal with. So here too, says Beis Hillel, Amrulahem Beis Hillel, okay, I understand that Kalvachomer. I know Dine Nefashis is more Chomer than Dine Mamanis. I'll agree with that, but we have a precedent. Matzinu She'ein Ha'achim Nechnasim L'Nachal Al-Piya. If she says her husband died, she could get remarried. What about her husband's brothers? Could they now go and empty out his bank accounts? No, they can't do that. So you see, the Dini Mamanis isn't always directly connected to the heter to get remarried. So therefore, here too by the Ksuba, Beis Hillel says, we will not allow it. Amar lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, but 1 minute, you can't compare those two. V'halo mi sefer Ksuba nilmod. Look at the Ksuba, look at the language of the Ksuba, says Beis Shammai. Okay, Nachla, that's Dini Mamanis, but it's an independent din. But here, the idea of Ksuba, that's connected to the heter. Nilmo shu kosev la, he writes to her, shim tinasi la acher, titli masha kosev lechi. Well, if you are able to get remarried to someone else, you shall take what is written for you. Minister, you see, there's a connection between the heter la baila, heter la olam, to a new baal, and the Ksuba. So, v'chazur Beis Hillel lahoris kedivrei Beis Shammai. So, again, Beis Hillel was convinced. It must have been a tough day for Beis Hillel there in the Beis Medrash. It wasn't a tough day. This was the godless of Beis Hillel. This is why we usually pass it like him, like the Gemara says in Erev and Yud Gimel, because they were makdim divrei Beis Shammai ledivreihem, and they studied their words. So once in a while, like here, they said, okay, you're right, they gave in, and they were able to admit to Beis Shammai. This is related, just that last point related to the Gemara. We mentioned this point from Rav Kook in the Ein Ayah, Brachas Chav Zayin, where Rav Kook notes that the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Gamliel embarrassed Rabbi Yoshua, he made him stand up, and they deposed Rabbi Gamliel, and they finally appointed a Rabbi Ben Azariah, the whole story that we relate to in the Haggadah also. So the beginning of that story, so they said, what's the halacha? Tfilas Arvas Mishus, Tfilas Arvas Chova. They said, you know what, let's wait till the Bali Tresen come in and we'll have a vote. Let's wait till all the rabbis come in. What are the Bali Tresen? A tris is a shield. So it's talking about the warriors in Torah, the Bali Tresen. And the question is, Rav Kook asks, the Ein Aya there, we only have Rav Kook on Brachas and Shabbos, in his commentary on Agadata. So he asks, why is the imagery of the Gemara for the people who fight wars in Torah the shields? Why not spears? Why not arrows? Why dafka is it shields, the Balei Tresin? So he says, because the point of learning Torah and fighting with your chavrusa is not to prove that they're wrong, but it's to get to the MS, to defend your own psak, and in that way, you're not out to get the other person, but you're just out to defend your own shita, and if eventually it comes out that I was wrong, and I'll give in. So that's exactly the message, the mussar that we get from these mishnayos. V'chazru beis hillel aretz kedivrei beis shammai, because they were Balei Tresin. They weren't Balei Romachim. They weren't spear people, right? They were out just to learn the MS, and once the beis shammai convinced them, so then they changed their psak. Just a note before we get into some of the sources. Interesting, we're comparing Nachala, Yerusha, and we're saying, does that go along with Isser, right, for the Eidos of women getting remarried? What about Ksuba? Both of those contexts are not regular, normal contexts of Dini Maminus. Usually the Gemara says, Mamona Miyisur Alo Yafinan. But both Ksuba and when it comes to Nachala, those aren't exactly run-of-the-mill Dini Maminus. So, for example, Ksuba, where did the Shulchan Aruch put Hilchas Ksuba? It's in Evan Ezer. It's not in Choshen Mishpat. Right? Well, that's what the Torah did. Even though you speak to a Dayan would say, I don't know why Hilchas Ksuba is in Evan Ezer. It should be a Choshen Mishpat. It's purely Dini Maminus. What's included, what's not included, what he owes, what he doesn't owe, and yet it's in Evan Ezer. Because the Torah, Shulchan Aruch followed him. Rav Shulchan Aruch didn't change any of the structure. The tour said, no, it's an Evan Ezer. It's part of the Isser v'Heter. It flows, like Beis Shammai says here. The Ksuba has to do with the Heter to get remarried. It's not purely a Dini Maminus context. And also, Nachla. Nachla, this is based on a Gemara, but the Rambam writes, in Hilchas Nachlos, this is in Sefer Mishpatim, the Rambam says in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Yerusha is also not purely a Dini Maminus context of a transaction. No, it also smacks of Isser v'Heter. Says the Rambam, Ein Adam Yachol Lahorish, Mi She'eino Ra'ui Liyarsho. Alright, this is a 8th, 9th parak of Baba Basra topic. A person is not allowed to be morish, given Yerusha, someone who is not roy, to yarshin him. He could give a present before he dies, but he can't say, I'm giving it to so-and-so, but Torah's Yerusha. That's masna mashakasa batorah. I'm not in control. I can't yarshin to somebody who's not my yorish. Velo la'akar ha-yerusha min ha-yorish. Afal pi sheze mamonu. Even though it's mamon, and usually by mamon, I'm in charge of my money. I can do whatever I want with my money. I can give it to whoever I want. I can sell. Avamish is a mamonu, says the Rambam. Lefisha namer b'parshas nachlas, because it says by nachla, v'haisal evnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat lomar shechukazu. It calls it a chok. Chukazu lo tishtaneh ve'ein atnai mo'elba. Tanoim can't help, it's a chok. So, interestingly, both Dini Maminus context, which the Mishnah is referring to, Ksuba and Nachla, aren't run of the mill Dini Maminus. And maybe that's also what's part of the issue behind Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They're saying, does this go together, does it not go together? That's a crucial element. The Reb Elchanan here has an important comment where he discusses, so what does Beis Hillel originally say? Or Beis Hillel says, no, she could get remarried and not take the ksuba. Right? You could split it. You could trust regarding one halacha and not regarding the other halacha. That is palginon ne'emanus. Says Rav Elchanan in Kovetz Aretz Simen Chaf Aleph. He said, this is interesting. Eid Echad Omer Shemes Baila Ne'eman Lahatira V'lo L'Nachla V'hainu. Why is that? Why do we trust, if we say what we call, like to call a biror, that we trust that this person is dead, so why don't we say he's dead for all halachas? So he says, V'hainu, d'le'inyin hefter nisuin anu ma'aminim lo shemei sabal, u'le'inyin nachala machzekino nasabal b'cheskas chai. We assume he's alive regarding his Yerusha. We only assume he's dead for the woman to be able to get remarried. V'aftahu tarti desasri, even though they're contradictory. How do we trust one and not trust him regarding the other? De'ein misa lachatzoin. You can't just die, legabe your wife, but not die, legabe your estate. Right? Either he's alive or he's dead. So even though, ein misa lachatzoin, mikol makom, kachu din ne'amanu so. That's the chiddush, at least in the Havamina, before Beis Hillel was chozer bo. But we have the application elsewhere too. Palgino ne'amanus. But then Rabbi Chanan adds, when do we say that this is allowed? When do we say that you're allowed to split? Where one din is not an outgrowth of the other din. If one is a direct outgrowth of the other din, so then you don't have a choice. You have to say both or neither. It's just if they are parallel dinim, not one as an outgrowth. So when do you say... Yerusha and the ability to get married, they're parallel. They're parallel. They shneim tuluyin bedavar echad. They're both tully on misa sabal. So you could say there's misa sabal for this, you assume, and not misa sabal for that. So that's where you could say palgid or ne'amanus. But, you know what the chiddush of Beishamai is? Beishamai is saying the ksuba isn't a parallel halacha, it's an outgrowth. The fact that he could get she could get remarried to someone else, that causes her to accept her ksuba, to be able to collect her ksuba. So it's not both tali on Misa Zabal. The ksuba is tali. That's the language that he proves from the lashon of the ksuba. He says, "Im tinasi." Right? What's the language that's quoted? Right? "Shem tinasi la'acher tili mashakas of lechi." What's Beis Shammai saying? There's a big difference between nachla and ksuba. Amnon ksuba ain't it tali klal b'Misa Zabal. Demi muteres linase no telas tsubasa filo bal chai. He says, if she could get, right, we have nafkaminas. If she could get married to somebody else, then even if her husband's alive, she could take the ksuba. For example, if the husband divorced her, right? It goes together with a heter to get remarried. Nothing to do with Misa Sabal. V'chein lehefech, you also have the opposite. Im eina muteres linase, if she's not allowed to get remarried, she doesn't take her ksuba, even if her husband died. For example, shomeres yavam. Her husband's dead, and she can't take her ksuba because she can't get remarried. Right, ksuba on the say Baila Harishon, as we learned in the Mishnah earlier. So you have both situations. But if she has the hesed to get remarried, she can take her ksuba. Those have to go together, and that's Beis Shammai's taina to Beis Hillel. Don't compare this to Nachla. Nachla is a parallel halacha, but not an outgrowth halacha. And the outgrowth halacha has to go together. V'kima de netilas ksuba ba betola da mikoach heter nisuin bazel lo amrinan palgido ne'emanus. You can't say that. She namon lahatira velo laksuba. De'ef shel hafrid beit shnei hadinim ha'elu. Beautiful. Velo dami lenachla. The denachla ainu betolada mikoach heter nisuin. Velo aheter mikoach denachla. Right? Nachla is separate, right? If a person dies, their son gets their Yerusha. That has nothing to do with getting remarried. Right? They just get it. Separate din. Shneim tluyim b'misa sabal. Okay. We also like to quote that maybe one of the only two mitzvahs that a person can only do once they die is Yerusha. Right, usually you do mitzvahs when we're alive. Yerusha, one can only do, unless it's about an Isser Aseh also. You can mess it up beforehand by preventing, by giving all one's money all away. But one shouldn't do that. That's a mitzvah. The other mitzvah could be Puravu. Puravu, only if a person has a child, a boy and a girl, and they all together produce a boy and a girl also, the post can say, that also is the mitzvah of Puravu. Okay, one final point on the Mishnah, and then we will continue. It's a Rashi. Rashi says that in this case, by Eid Echad, we Adaita the Ksuba Nas Asoi. I'm sorry, that's in the, I'm skipping. Back on the top Rashi. Eid Echad Nechnasim L'Nachlasov Shalbayla Alpia. The brothers cannot get the Nachla. Why? Derachmana Amar Alpishnayim Eidim. The Torah says, two witnesses. In order to be motzi mamon for nachla, one would require two witnesses. Sounds like from Rashi that one witness would not be enough. Right? You might have read our Mishnah. We don't know what the case is talking about. You might have read our Mishnah just about the case of where the woman herself says, my husband died. What about if an Eid Echad? Would we also not allow nachla for Eid Echad? So Rashi sounds like no. Rashi says you need two witnesses to be motzi nachla. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch quotes that he is not so convinced about this, right? He quotes the Tashbates in Choshen Mishpat that it could be Eid Echad would be Motzi L'Nachla, right? He's not sure exactly how far one would go. That's the Choshen Rabbi Kiva Eger in Reish Pei Dalid, all the way at the end of Choshen Mishpat, last volume, Reish Pei Dalid, not all the way at the end, Reish Pei Dalid, Siv Beis in Hilchas Nachla, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Hayorshim Nochalim. Acha Yaviu Raya Shemes Morishan. You can't give people an estate until there's proof that the person died. Avalim shamu bo shemes, o shabo akum, mesichim lefituman, afalpisha mesinas ishto alpihem. Right, even so, especially the Vedas Isha, v'cheno Isha shebav amar meis bayli, aval bishi ne'menes v'tinase v'titok subasa, ena yarshim nechnasim lanach lalpia. Right, exactly our Mishnah, our halacha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side quotes the Tashbetz and says, "I'm not sure. What about Eid Echad? The Eid Echad shemeir morid lanachla de milsa davidi legluye." All these cases that we're talking about here, that's only by the Isha herself, but in Echad we would allow it. But again, that seems to be against Rashi in our sugya. Again, there's a lot more here. 1A, 2A, Dim. Remember the machlokas we discussed in the beginning of the 10th parak about generally Eidus Isha being trusted. Is that a Din d'Oraisa or is that a Din d'Rabbanan? Right, do we allow that or not? Rashi and Tosfos see to say it's a Darabanan. The other he showed him see to say it's a Daraisa. I didn't emphasize it at the time, but the Ritva there on Daf Peches uses the Lashon of Masra HaKasav LaChachamim. The Chachamim are able to determine when do we trust certain Eidos and when not. The Torah says, Apishnayim Eidim Yachum Davar. Two witnesses. And the Ritva there adds in the Lashon of Masra HaKasav LaChachamim, which is a magical topic. When does that only appear twice in Shas? But the Rishonim quote that in many different contexts, that the Rabbanan have the power to determine the contours of a Daraisa topic. It's not just that they're explaining what the Torah had in mind. They determine, right, for example, by Isra Malach and Chalamoid, they determine what is included and what is not included. So that's an important application of that topic. We'll come back at the end if there's more time to discuss that. Okay, Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. Says Rav Chisda, Nisyabma Yevama, Nichlas Anachla Alpiha. What did we just say? That if a woman says her husband died, so then the brothers of the husband cannot go to Anachla. But what if she does Yibam? Once Yibam is done, then we allow it. Then we allow this brother to be nochel, his dead brother. Nisyama yavama nichnas lanachal alpiha. Heim darshu medrash ksuba. They, beishamai, darshin the medrash ksuba, the language of the ksuba, to tell me that she gets the ksuba when she gets remarried. Arnolo nidrosh medrash Torah. Well, darshin a pasuk. Yakum al shem achiv amar achmana. Vaharekam. Right, and therefore he could get the nachla. The yavam could get the nachla once he goes into his brother's shoes. By the way, how much ksuba does she take? What ksuba does she take? So the Ritva assumes that it's only the ikker ksuba, not the tosefes. But the Rambam sounds like at least according to one gerusha, you take the whole thing. It's a machlokas. Amar Rav Nachman, basla bezdin v'amra meis bayli hatiruni linase. Woman comes to bezdin and says, "My husband died. Please let me," and there's no Shas Malchama, and there's Shalom, right? "Please let me get remarried." Matir Nosalinase, fine. Venosan Laksubasa, and you give her the Ksuba. Tenu Liksibasi, what if she comes to court and says, "My husband died, can I please have my Ksuba?" You see where her mind is. So, Aflihinasi in Matir Nosan. Then you don't even allow her to get remarried. My time, I died to the Ksuba Asai. Because she has the ksuba in mind, and this heter is because of Mishumiguna, it's not because of the ksuba. Right, Rashi says here, Uba a third skinny line, Uba afuki mamona sa'adi be'inan. As he said earlier, if it's a mamonous issue, then you need edim. Would only allow it with the heter levaila. Once you have heter levaila, you might have to allow ksuba. But that can't be directly. Ask the Ritva, why don't we at least allow her to get remarried in this case? Fine, she comes and says, "I want my ksuba. But let's at least allow her to get remarried." Says the Ritva, "V'yim tomar mikomakom nehimne anan anisuin bilachud mihas v'lo nidrosh la medrash ksuba." Two answers. Number one, v'yesh lomar derabanan hemnua mishum iguna hecha de'ikar daita mishum nisuin kadesh lo tisagin v'yavagav degavi ksuba v'meila aval baba mishum ksuba u'be'ikar eduso leka iguna lo hemnua. As we explained, we go by the ikar reason she's coming. And if that doesn't exist, for Eidus Isha, we don't allow it. Va'od yesh lomar, and number two is the svara. Why do we trust the woman? Why do we trust the woman normally? At least part of it is daiku minsava. We know she's going to be very careful because she doesn't want to create mamzeris, and her ikar issue is marriage. But if the ikar issue is ksuba, we say maybe she didn't check so carefully. If the ikar issue of a zush, ikar kavanas l'mishum ksuba, Ulai lo tinase velo makalkol of a govak subasa shlokedin. Ube'edah sheker. Therefore, says the Ritva, for either of those reasons, we do not allow the woman who comes and says, I want my ksuba, to get remarried. Ibayelahu, what if she says both? Hatiruni lihinase v'tnuli ksubasi. What if she says, let me get remarried and give me my ksuba? Mahu, kiva da'amra ksubasa adayta the ksuba asoy. Since she mentioned the ksuba, maybe we should not allow her, but she only mentioned that second. Oh, Dilma, call me, Lidis, Leilinish, Amalul Bedino. Or do we say, no, she mentioned it, but she's just putting out all of her claims. Vintip Saloma, call me, Lidis, Leilinish, Amalul Bedino. And if you want to say, well, we should trust her, what if she says it in the opposite order? Tnu, Lik, Sivasi, Vatiruni, Lihinase, Mahu. What if she first says, I want my ksuba, and by the way, can I also please get married? Hacha vadai adai to the ksuba asoi. Do we say there for sure her das is on the ksuba because she said that first? O dilma or no? Ho will dilo yada but my mishdarya. She doesn't know what bezin's looking for. She doesn't know. She's not an expert in terms of being toedes. So she just says everything. So teku, that question goes unanswered. Period. Okay, next mishnah. Hakol ne'emanim lahaida. Any person in the world is believed to say her husband died, except for five. Except for five. The five women that do not have, according to halacha, that aren't always out for her good. And just the opposite, they might want to hurt her, so to speak. Hakol ne'emanim lahaida chutz mechamosa, except for the mother-in-law. Why? The mother-in-law thinks, what's this girl doing? She's taking away my son. Hulu. All the mother-in-law jokes come from right here. Chutz bechamosa, ooh, bas chamosa, and the daughter of the mother-in-law, also, because she thinks that she's coming into the family. Vitzarasa, that one's more obvious, a co-wife. V'yevimta, yevimta is a potential tzara, my husband's brother's wife. So if the husband dies, so then I'm going to be a tzara to that other woman. So it's a potential tzara. Ubas vaila. And a stepdaughter, a bas baila. All of those are assumed to act brazenly, and therefore we would not allow. Says the Mishnah, ma beget lemisa. Why do we have a Mishnah in Gittin, though, that says, even though they're not allowed believed to say that her husband died, they are believed to bring her get? Right, what do you mean? Maybe they're making up a story. The answer is, shahaksa mochiach. Here there's a get staring at us with witnesses on it. So that's where the raya is coming from. It's not coming from these women, and therefore we would believe. The Chassam Sofer and other Achronim, that's over writes in Eved Ezer Simen Mem Tes, that these chashos apply even bizman hazeh. You might say, oh, today things are different. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, the halacha does not change. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Ula yomar ha'omer the shchasha the chamish nashim lo shaychi kulei abizman hazeh de einenu roos de einan sonos osan bizman hazeh." We see that people get along very well with the shviger, right? They get along very well with all the other family members. So he says, you might have said that, but he says, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and the great poskim on Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim, don't change anything. So it's not out of our control. And he says, "Adarava." We mentioned the Rama yesterday. What the Rama say? Bizman hazeh nefishi chutzpah. People are even more brazen. Remember, we had in the context of a woman says to her, the husband, oh, you divorced me. We might not trust her, bizman hazeh. Even though we had ein adam me'iza paneha, but still. Le'in yichatzifus v'azus ishtani l'griyusa. So it's even worse. And he says, Oda ni omer, de kalvachomer ikahashta in the 1800s, says the Chassam Sofer. Bizmaneyeb shalohaya beinat saros ela sinna ba'alma chayshina lekikula. Then, okay, you had hatred. He says, now it's even worse. You know why? Chirm Rabbeinu Gershom. So it's going to be even worse because you know what? Bez is going to make him divorce one of his wives. So there's only going to be one left. So it's going to be even worse that she wants to mess up the other woman. So, Chassam Sofer says, these chashos are chai v'kayim halachically. Halavai, everybody should get along in the family and we all should live happily ever after. But in terms of halacha, accepting witnesses so that we don't say anything has changed. The Mishnah Mouth does have a suffix. Is it vadai einan amenas or suffix einan amenas? Meaning, what if she accepts kedushin from a different man after one of these women came and testified? Would she require a get from the second man or say, no, nothing. She's not believed at all. She's a married woman. So he has that suffix. How far do we go? And the Achronim assume that she's not believed they're not believed at all. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Says that's the Mishnah. The five women and the difference between Gerushin and Misa. Ibai Luhu, says the Gemara. Bas Chameha Mahu. What about the daughter of the mother-in-law? Did the kids get the vibes from the mother so that the mother-in-law's feelings will also transfer to the daughter? Taima de Bascha, I'm sorry, Baschameh is the father-in-law's daughter. Father-in-law's daughter, not the mother-in-law's, father-in-law's daughter. So do we say that she got the vibes? Taima de Bascha, meaning, and Rashi says, a case where the father-in-law is no longer married to the mother-in-law. Right? Because the Mishnah already said Baschamosa, the daughter of the mother-in-law. But what about the daughter of the father-in-law who's no longer married to the mother-in-law? So, Mahu taima de Baschamosa mishum de ika ima de sanyala. So do we say the reason for Baschamosa is because the mother hates sehinami sanyala, so it's passed down to the child. So vahacha leka ima de san, leka ima de sanyala. So there is none. There is no mother there that's going to give the impression to the child. O dilma taima. Or do we say no? Taima de bas chamosa de amra ka achla le girsana de ima. It's not because of the feelings that are passed down, but because she's going to look sideways. She's not going to look up, and she's going to say that this new woman in the family is taking away all the hard work and the wealth, de ima, of the mother. And hachanabi kabar de achla le girsana de beinashoi. Right? She marries in, so she's going to get a portion, she's going to get a piece of the pie, so it's going to be direct, it's not through the parent. So that's the suffix, a daughter of the father-in-law. So Tashma, says the Gemara, HaKol Ne'amanim Lo Ida Chutz Mechamish Nashim, V'Misa Shizavyin. The Mishnah says five. So if it meant another one, it would have said it. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma Taima Debas Chamosa De Amra Ka'achlo Le'Gersana De Be'Nashoi Lo Shna Bas Chamosa Lo Shna Bas Chamel. It's included. It's included. It says five, but it's included in that one. You don't have to say a separate one. Daughter of mother-in-law, daughter of father-in-law, is both the same reason. So where it says, but we learned in a brisa, chutz misheva nashim. We learned in a brisa seven. Seven women. So you gotta even get an extra one. So the Gemara says, ahi Rabbi Yehuda hi. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Titnan, Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif, Af, Ashes, Av, Vehakala. Rabbi Yehuda adds on, father's wife, stepmother, Vakala, and daughter-in-law. He added on those. Amrulo. So they, the anonymous author of our Mishnah says, you don't have to have them listed separately. Ashes Av, Harihu Bechlal, Bas Habal. Same thing, it works in both directions. Right? Stepmother and stepdaughter. Kala Harihu Bechlal Chamosa. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. What Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you say these two separately. The Rabbanan say back, no. That's included, meaning it's two directional. It works in both directions. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't. You might not have known that it works in both directions, and that's why I have to mention both. Why? Bishlama chamosa sanyala lakala. Fine, a mother-in-law has feelings for a daughter-in-law. Negative feelings. De amra ka'achal na ligger sani. All of my hard work, she's going to yarsh it from me. It's going to go to my son, and then go to the daughter. Elakala, my time asanyala chamosa. But why would a daughter-in-law be upset at a mother-in-law? That's why Rabbi Yehuda says, I have to say it separately. But then he's got to explain why. Right, it was such a good explanation that it's not the same svara, but there's got to be a different svara. Bishlama basabal, the same thing here. Find a daughter, a stepdaughter. The sanyala aishas haaf, she hates the father's wife. De amar kachal gersani de aim. Right, she's taken away all my mother, the previous wife's hard work. Ela aishas haaf, my time asanyala basabal. But why would an aishas haaf, a new stepmother, hate a stepdaughter? So that is why Rabbi Yehuda says you have to have it separately. So the Gemara says, "Ve'elamai Mosif Tarti." So why do you have them? If you just explain that they don't have the reason to hate, there's got to be a different reason. So the Gemara says, "Yes, Elakala by time Asanya Lechamosa the Megala Lebna called the Avda, because the mother-in-law is going to say over all the old stories that the daughter-in-law doesn't want told to her husband. So you know, show him all the old pictures, you know, all the past that she'd rather not to think about." And Ashes Abnami, Sanyula Basbal. Also, the father's wife will be upset about the stepdaughter, to Megalavia, called Avda, because she'll tell the father all the things that the daughter-in-law sees negatively about her stepmother. So that is why Rabbi Yehuda says there's seven on the list. Even though two of them are the same relationship as two others, but it's for different reasons, and that's why they're listed separately. Virabanan. So why did the Rabbanan list them all together? Why do they list it together? Kemayim apanim lepanim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. Right? People's feelings are two-directional. Right? They're mutual. And therefore, you have feelings for one person, they're going to feed off of that and go to the next. Right? It's going to go together. Last line of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda knows that pasuk in Mishlei. Hahiba divrei Torah ksiv. That's only referring to divrei Torah. What does that mean? Rashi has two days here. Either number one, you push yourself in Torah, Torah is going to push itself to you. Meaning there's going to be a reciprocal relationship, right? This is a hashkacha that this is here at the end of Maseches Yevamos. You pushed yourself for 116 days in Yevamos, so another week, and Yevamos is going to connect to you, right? And that's number one. Whatever our attitude is to Torah, so that's what Torah. Im yagata ba, timsa. Im lo yagata, lo timsa. Right? Yagata matzasa. We push ourselves in Torah. Torah is going to come to us. Right? If we don't, then it's not going to come to us. Number one. Number two, says Rashi, it's a Rebbe Talmud relationship. Im rabo mazber lo panim. If a Rebbe shows a positive face to the Talmud, then the Talmud is going to help grow and thrive, etc. If the Rebbe doesn't do that, then the Talmud's not going to get anywhere. Not going to get anywhere. The Talmud feeds off the Rebbe. Like which story? Rebbe Preda. Remember the Gemara in Erevin, where he prayed the Torah to his student 400 times. Every day, and a teacher 400 times. And one time he comes into Shir and says, I got to run out right after Shir today. So let's just get through Shir, and then I got to go. And after Shir, after he finishes the 400th time, the kid says, I still don't get it. He says, what do you mean? It was 400 times. You always get it after the 400th time. He says, yeah, but you said you're running out after Shir, so I'm a little nervous. I can't focus so much. So he prayed and says, you know what? Forget about it. I'm staying until you're on the stand, and he taught it another 400 times to him. But that was exactly the point. Once he knew that the Rebbe was a little not there, so remember the end of the Gemara, that a Basco goes out and comes to a prayer that says, what do you want? Do you want 400 extra years for your life, or do you want all of your generations to go to Olam Haba? So he says, I'll take the latter. So he says, okay, I'll give you both. Right, that's the Gemara in Erevin, because the godless of Rebbe Preda. Whenever I quote the Gemara, I always like to emphasize, though, that Gemara is always quoted about the godless of the Rebbe. But I think it's also about the godless of the Talmud, that he didn't give up. Usually we don't understand something. Okay, this daf, I'll skip it. I'll come 7.5 years from now. I'll come back to it again. You know, it's okay. There's always tomorrow. No, we don't get a daf, so we got to do it again and again and again. Try to do what we can. Anyway, that's the Kamayim Panim Lepanim. Okay. Daily dose of Chashuk Echemed, relating to Kamayim Panim Lepanim and mother-in-law and Shalom Bias. The first part is a well-known story, but the second part is a halachic discussion about it. Right, there was a certain rav that came to a community, and he, one of the first days, this young couple comes to him, and they're fighting, and they're, we don't have any Shalom Bias, and he sees that they blow everything out of proportion. There's some little thing that takes place, some little tiff, and all of a sudden, craziness. So he says to them, I have a secret weapon. He says, but you have to tell me, you're going to be very, he says, I have a secret weapon, and you have to realize, though, that it's very special. He says, I have Mayim Kedoshim. I have holy water. He says, and this holy water has special magical powers that if you drink it, and you wait 5 minutes, Shalom Bayis problems are solved. They're like, what? He's like, I'll give you a little bit first for free, even. Even for free, I'll give it to you. But you have to, whenever you feel something's about to happen, you gotta drink the water and wait 5 minutes. And then to see what happens. V'kachav, they did it, and unbelievable. And where do you learn this from? From the concept of Get Mekushar, right? The last Masechta in Bava Basra, right? That the Chazal instituted a Get Mekushar, a get, when a Kohen divorces his wife, you have to do this type of fancy get with a lot of knots, a lot of witnesses, so that it'll take time. Because if he divorces his wife, he can't be Matzah Grusha, so because she's a Grusha. So for a Kohen, we dafka try to, they instituted this delay mechanism. So to here, he got this from the Saba from Kelm. The Saba from Kelm had a special beged, his beged shel ka'as. And whenever he felt himself getting angry, he said, okay, I got to put on my beged shel ka'as. And by the time he gets up and puts on his beged shel ka'as, he realizes that nothing to talk about. And so that's what he said. So he gave this... he knew, right, people get out of control when they're angry, he goes to the stifler by the frogs, right, the Berchas parrots. Anyway, so he gives them this skula. All of a sudden, it works! And they come back like, Rabbi, you're a genius, you're a magician, this amazing water. They come back for more. He gives them more water. And, it's unbelievable. And all of a sudden, he starts, getting known as a Baal Mofes and Maluma Benisim. And the Shaila is, does he have to spill the beans? So all of a sudden, people are being moxic him like a magician, like unbelievable. Does he have to tell them anything? Does he have to tell them? See, he says, I don't think so. It says in Parshas Miketz, when Yosef was Masmin the Shvatim, and he starts putting them, he says, okay, you sit here. What does Rashi say? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. He sits them all, perfect order. And he says, here, you don't have a mother? I don't have a mother. You sit right next to me. So they're like, whoa, Baal Mofes. Right, Yosef, and the brothers were mishta'eh. Vayismu anashim isharayu. They didn't realize what was going on here. Right? Yosef did not tell them. Yosef had a purpose in order to bring them ultimately to tshuva. So here he also has a purpose. For shalom bayis, and therefore, Rav Zilberstein assumes he does not have to say a word. Right? He's allowed to be quiet, and they can be machzik him about mofes, even though he's taking the water out of the tap. Okay. Let's continue. Second to last line. Amr of Acha. There's a lot more we could talk about on that Kamayim Panim La Panim, but pushing ourselves in Torah, the Rebbe Talmud relationship. But you could just look, just one source to mention. We mentioned in the past, but not to go into it now. The Rambam lists three types of Chavers on Kanei Lecha Chaver in Pirshei Mishnayos, and the highest level, he says, is the Rebbe Talmud relationship. So just you could chazer that Pirshei Mishnayos of the Rambam relating to this line. Amr v'acha bar avya, boy b'mar rava, they asked in Eretz Yisrael, chamosa habo la'achar mikan mahu, what about a potential mother-in-law? Meaning, what do we speak about in the Mishnah? A potential co-wife, right? A woman's husband's brother's wife. What about a woman's husband's brother's, right? The mother-in-law, right? A potential mother-in-law. Right? A husband's brothers, there's two different mothers for her husband and her husband's brother. Same father, that's what is Yibum, but a different mother. So what about a potential mother-in-law? Potential co-wife is not allowed. What about a potential mother-in-law? Mimaska daita de misbav anafla kame yavim v'sanya lo. Do we assume that she already has this in mind, that this could be a future daughter-in-law, and she'll testify against her? So Tashmat, let's try to bring a proof from a Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Tashma Amra Meis Ba'ali V'yacharkach Meis Chami. If a woman comes and says, right, she went out to Vedidas Hayam, she says, my husband died, and my father-in-law died. Meaning, now her mother-in-law could also get remarried. So do we trust the daughter-in-law about the mother-in-law? So here, if you stop time, right, when she says, my husband died, so she's no longer the daughter-in-law. So when she's saying that her father-in-law died, it's not her father-in-law anymore. So maybe we should trust, because at the moment, it is not the father-in-law and the mother-in-law anymore. Tinase betito ksubasa, ksuba, vachamosa asura. She's believed for herself, but not about the mother-in-law. Why? Why do we say that? She's not related anymore. My taima, chamosa asura. Why? Why can't we believe her? La bishum damrina, don't, isn't it because we say, lo baila mis, velo chamea mis? Right? Why? Because maybe we say she's making up the whole story. Because she hates the mother-in-law. Right? Her husband didn't die. Her father-in-law didn't die. But the kamra ha'achila kukula l'chamosu to become a chavna. It's all about, right, she has kavada to mess her up. Savra l'basar shaita lo'tesi titztaron. Right? She says, well, when he comes back, she's no longer going to be Mitzayar me because, right, and she's ready to give up her own life, so to speak, her own married life. So to here, where it's not officially related yet, we should not trust. Answer, no, Doma Shani Hasab de Ragesh Latzara. There, she already feels it. It's a relationship that is no longer. It's not a future relationship. So maybe you can't compare a past relationship to a future relationship. The past, you already have the reasons for the negativity, Masha Enkein, in a future one. Okay, so no riot. Next Mishnah. Again, the rest of the parak is all about different testimonies that are trusted or not. Eid Omer Meis Vinises. Right, we had this back in the 10th parak. One witness comes, your father died, and she gets remarried, fine. Uba Echad Va'amer Lo Meis. And afterwards, another witness comes, one aid, it says Lo Meis. Harezu Lo Teitse. She does not have to get. Go leave. Why? Because we said the first aid is trusted as two, and two beats one. Eight Omer Meis, Ushnayim Omrim Lo Meis. Afal pisha niseis teitzei. Right, if two witnesses say that the husband did not die, the day that she supposedly died, no, we saw him alive, she has to get divorced. She has to leave her husband, her second husband. Shnayim omer meis ve'eid omer lo meis. Afal pisha lo niseis tiyasei. If two witnesses say the husband died, even before she gets married, if one says, no, he did it, we trust the two, and therefore she could even get married l'charchila. Taima, so back to the first case. First case is, one aide came and said he died, she got married, and now another one aide came. Taima, the reason she does not have to get divorced is, Denise's, where she got married, halo nase, sloti nase, but if she hadn't gotten married yet, we would not allow her to get married. V'yamar Ula, but didn't Ula say, right, we had this back in the 10th, Komakom. Right when the first witness comes and says her husband died, we trust that witness as two. So even before she gets married, when the second one witness comes, he should only be considered one, and two against one doesn't work. She should be able to get remarried. So Hachi Kamar. So the Gemara says you're right. Eid Echad Omer Meis Vehi Tiruhu Lihi Nase. You're right. Not that she got married already, but once she had the heter of Bezdin to get married, that's good enough. Uba echad v'amar lo meis, lo teitzei me hetera harishon. She does not leave the first heter. Sounds like the pashas of the Gemara is that she's even allowed l'chadchila to get married. That's what it sounds like. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says in Hilchos Gerushin. There are some Rishonim here that say, still, lo teitzei me hetera harishon means if she does get married, that she doesn't get divorced, but not that she should get married. Right, it's not 100% clear that would be allowed, but that is the discussion. That is the discussion. Fine. What if she got married? What if, is there a time period? The Rishonim also discuss. After the aide testifies, but before Bezin gives her the heter? Like, is it Dafka Din Me Heter Arishon Bezin comes out? You are mutter? Or is it just, no, Mamela, once the aid comes to Bezdin. So that's also a discussion. Do you actually need Bezdin to say Befeirish Laheter? Viter, next case of the Mishnah. Aid Omer Mace. Next case was, one aid says that he died, two witnesses say that, says that he didn't die. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Dein Dvar Shalachad Bakam Shtayim. So that's obvious. One aid says he died, and she got married, and now two real witnesses come and say that he didn't die. So she has to get divorced. So, what's the Chiddush? We're talking about where the two witnesses that came are pasul. Meaning there was eight echad, she got married based on one eight, and then two pasul witnesses come. And the Gemara Mishnah says, she still has to get divorced. Like Reb Nechemya said, the Tani Reb Nechemya Omer, Torah eight echad. Whenever the Torah believes one eight, it's not real edus. Holach acha rov deos. You go by opinions. The more opinions. And therefore, if two people come afterwards, even if they're possible, they win. Because we're not talking about real atheists now. V'asu shtei nashim b'ish echad. Two women and one man. K'shtei nashim b'ish echad is like two men and one man. Meaning, they knock it out. And therefore, she would have to get divorced. That's one version. Or, v'ibayasema. Or we say no. Reb Nechemya doesn't go that far. Kol hecha da'asa eid echad kasher me'ikara afilu me'a nashim k'ed echad damim. If the first witness in the Mishnah was an eight echad kasher, was a regular eight echad, then that two later psulim would not be able to counter, and she would be able to stay married. But the case here we're talking about is even the original eight was pasul. Ella kigon da'asai isha meikara. And that's why she has to get divorced when the two pasul witnesses come. V'tirza lid Reb Nechemya hachi, and this is what Reb Nechemya said. Reb Nechemya omer, kol makom she'emina Torah eight echad, Holach acha rov deos. Right? Whenever the Torah believes in echad, you go after rov deos. Vasu shtei nashim be'isha achas. Two psulim to one pasul, kishtei anashim be'ish echad. Like two men to one man. Alva shtei nashim be'ish echad, kupal gopalga dami. But two women to one man, it's like pal gopalga, therefore, she would be able to stay married in that case. So two days in Reb Nechemya. If the first witness, two pshatim in the Mishnah, if the first witness was a kosher witness, and the second two witnesses were pasul. So is that also, would we make her get divorced there? According to day number one, yes. According to day number two, no. Right, and the root is when the Rabbanan gave the Eid Echad Ne'emanus, is that because they gave him real Ne'emanus Petaris Eidus or not? Right, that is a major discussion here in the Reb Nechemya, but also the Rishonim also discuss it. The Ne'emanus of an Eid Echad by Eidus Isha, right? How do we trust the Eid Echad. Remember the Rambam. The Rambam says, well, why do we ever usually only trust two witnesses and not one witness? Why do we trust two witnesses? So it could be a Svara. Well, two people are going to lie. Two people are going to lie, but it could be, you know what? They might lie. But the Rambam's Lashon is Gzeiras HaKasef. Gzeiras HaKasef. The Torah, you have to have some type of legal system. So you have to have certain rules. Who do you trust? So this is what the Torah says. Two things. That's the Rambam's Lashon, not in Hilchas Eidus, but in Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah. The Rambam says, in the context of Navi Sheker, if there's a Navi that proves, he does all the signs, everything that he's supposed to do to be a Navi, so we trust him. Do we know that he's a Navi MS? No. Lav Dafka. But the Torah says to follow these rules. Just like, and that's where the Rambam gives the parallel. The Rambam says, Shevika, he says, Hoil. The end of the seventh parak in Yisodi HaTorah, the Rambam says, after he goes through all of the details, Hoel v'adam gadolhu v'chacham v'ra'ui l'nevua ma'amid enoso al cheskaso. We're ma'amid him on his chazaka, we assume. Shebekach nitztavinu, that's our tziboy. Kimo shenitztavinu lachtoch adin al pishnei edim ksherim. Just like we have to trust two witnesses. V'afalpi she'efsher she'he'idu b'sheker. Even though it's possible that they're lying, but ho'avik she'irim he'metzleinu ma'amidin al-son al-kashrusan. That's the Rabbah's amazing comparison between Navi MS and Edim. Right, in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. So too here, we have two deus in Reb Nechemya, in the Gemara, when the Rabbanan trusted Eid Echad. Did they give him Petoras Edus? Is it real, bona fide Edus? And he's like, he's half a cot, and therefore we would trust him, or not. Again, you could ask this in general. In Eid Echad, we know the halacha is he's kam l'shvua, one of the three shvua daraisas. Shvuas HaShomrim, Shvuas Modim Mixas, and Shvuas Eid Echad. Right, the three shvuas. So, what does that mean? Why is an Eid Echad kam l'shvua? He's not kam l'mamon. And if the halacha is, and if a person can't take a shvua for some reason, then he'll pay. Mitoch she'ini yachol yishavim shalim. So what does that tell us about an Eid Echad? Is an Eid Echad really a half of two Eidim? Or is he really nothing? He's a totally different type of bria in halacha. So that also has to do with what, when we do trust in Eid Echad, what do we see him as? Betoras Eidus or not? Those are the two days in Reb Nechemya. Okay, finishing up. Shnayim Omer Meis V'chulu, the last case of the Mishnah. Right, two Eidim say that he died, even if one Eid said that he didn't die, she could get married. My Kamash Malan, Bipsule Eidus Kedrim Nechemya, Dazel Basar of Deus Hainuach. If they're all psulim, and the chiddush is if you trust true over one, so we just said that in the second case of the Mishnah. No. Mao de teima ki yazlina basar of deos l'chumra v'l'kula lo. You might say you go after rov deos l'chumra, meaning to tell her to get divorced. But to allow her to get married, maybe you wouldn't. Kamash Malan, we would say no. Even to allow her to get married, we would allow her to get, marry in the first place based on Rov Deus. Okay? I wanted to say over that Rambam, about the Kneir L'Chachaver and the special relationship that, a Rebbe and Talmud has. Right at the bottom it said that Kamayim Panim L'Panim, a Rebbe has to be Masbir Panim to the, Talmud. So the Rambam on Asei L'Charav and Kneir L'Chachaver talks about the three types of friends a person could have in life. Right? The lowest level friend is what the Rambam calls a Chever L'Toeles. So I get a partner, right? A business partner, right? I need you and you need me because, you know, you give me an investment, I have the brains, and we do it together, right? A business partner, that's the lowest level type of friend, where there's some financial benefit that I get out of it. Number two, the second level, there's nothing wrong with having one of those, but the second level is what we might call a best friend. And that is somebody who you share close things with, somebody who you confide in, somebody who you trust, somebody who makes you feel good socially, emotionally, psychologically. Somebody, I get benefit out of it, but it's a deep, much deeper than the first one. And number three is what he calls chever ledvar na'ala, a chever for a higher purpose. What does that mean? It's not just what I get out of it, but it's that together we share something. We share goals and aspirations and dreams. And there's an ultimate purpose that we want to get to together. But not just like a financial one, but it's a life purpose. And that's the highest level of Kenei L'Chachaver. And you can relate that to a marriage, right? All the different levels of that. But the Rambam has it here, right? Asei L'Charav u'Kenei L'Chachaver. So the Rambam's last line in that whole piece is, V'hu achever shetziva b'kniya. So that's what's being talked about here. Kredel chachaver. V'hu kagon chevers harav l'talmid. V'altalmid l'rav. The last line in that Pirush Mishnayos, that's the Rebbe Talmud relationship, and that's what it has to be. It has to be on such a high level, because the goal is to get to the MS in Torah, and to grow in Torah together. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the next 3 days will be put up from the last cycle, Be'ez Hashem, because I'm going to be away for a couple days, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up online with Monday's Daf, and Be'ez Hashem right here on Tuesday morning.